You know, it's always a disappointment to see a guy go down, especially guys good as him, and who did so much for this team to go down to something like that. It's always a heartbreaker.
His injury leads to more opportunities and snaps for you. Your reaction to that, the opportunity that lies out there for Josh Boyer?
You know, this offseason, I was preparing just to give this team more, try to help them more, and with this, I have to step up, and, you know, I've been prepared for it, I'm ready for it.
How comfortable are you on the nose? You've played across the line of scrimmage. How comfortable are you on the nose?
You know, I've always been a guy who could play pretty much all the positions, so it really doesn't matter what. The best place they name is where I play, so I'm very comfortable with anything.
Did BJ tell you anything after the injury about needing to step up?
No, you know, we really didn't talk about it. I was just trying to make sure he was okay, because I know it's a hard thing to go through. But, you know, he's always been a guy who helped me, and he, like even Zay at practice, he helped me. So, you know, I know that he's a guy who's going to be there for me, so I don't worry about that.
Comforting to have him around still to be able to pick his brain and get advice from him?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, he's been in this league for a long time, and he's always been a guy who's helped me, so for him to stay here and continue to help us, it'd be a great help.
Josh, compare where you are mentally, physically, this year at this point in camp compared to where you were last year.
Last year was a blur, you know, trying to learn the play of the game, learn the plays. Now that I know the plays and know how everything goes, it's a little bit easier for me.
Is there an added sense of urgency in practice now, knowing that you got to step into BJ's role?
Not really, you know, because it's always been a sense of urgency with me. Every time I step on the field, I try to go as hard as possible. So with this now, it's just a little more of a different learning curve, but I feel like I'll still be able to step in there and be productive.
Looked like Coach Turgo was really pushing hard with you and Mike Pinnell today. What was he kind of saying to you guys?
You know, he wasn't really doing too much. He was, you know, just making sure that we knew everything we needed to know as far as how the plays, the change ups and things like that, but he wasn't too bad on us.
Okay.
Any changing of the guards where the coaches come up to you and say, hey, this is happening, you're the guy now?
Not really. You know, they just tell me to keep doing what I'm doing and keep going hard and everything will work out.